Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7, the Voice of America in Washington, on Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. My name is Chioneso Johnny, and tonight we are looking at the abuse of ZIMTA funds by ruling ZANU-PF officials.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
And we are live streaming on our Facebook and on our website at voazimbabwe.com, ndebelezimbabwe.com, and voashona.com.
You can also get in touch with us directly at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you right back. Students at institutions of higher learning have called for the arrest and prosecution of those fingered in the alleged abuse of funds from the Zimbabwe Development Fund, traditionally meant to benefit learners and foster human capital development. This after allegations by the Anti-Corruption Commission that ZANU-PF officials, particularly Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo and his deputy Godfrey Gandawa, have been diverting and abusing ZIMTA funds for personal purposes.
Students say they are the biggest losers in the whole saga and want government to take action against ZIMTA officials and the minister himself. Jonathan Moyo has admitted to taking out money from the fund to buy bicycles for chiefs and headmen in his Cholocho North constituency. He has likened himself to the legendary British criminal Robin Hood, who achieved fame by stealing from the rich to give to the poor.
Indeed, Ms. Chi, that's the subject of tonight here on your favorite youth forum, The Connection. Lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana lamhlanje kungolesibili nje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Sikhangela namhlanje siqoqoqela sendaba yokudlaliswa ukuchaphazwa kuntshontshwa kwemali yesikhwama seZIMTA yiziphathamandla zeZANU-PF ezigoqela umphathintambo wemfundo yezinga laphezulu uProfessor Jonathan Moyo lo msekeli wakhe umnumzana Godfrey Gandawa. Konke lokhu kuphuma kugatsha olukhangelane lokulwisana lobuhuquluzi okungethembeki elizweni, ugatsha lwe-Anti-Corruption Commission. Yena obaba uMoyo ngokwakhe sekuvezile ukuthi yebo wathatha imali eningi kakhulu sibili kulolo gatsha, kodwa uthi wayisebenzisa ngendlela ngoba wathenga amabhasikili le midududu ethengela osobhuku lezinduna zeCholocho North constituency lapho angumeli wetale le parliamente. Yilokhe udaba esingalo lamhlanje khona ba ku live talk. Kuliza khumbula ukubana injongo emqoka yesikhwama seZIMTA ngeyokuphathisa izifundi zemfundo yaphezulu nxabe siye ku-attachment kumbe kulezinye inhlelo zentuthuko abafuna ukuzenza eziphathelanelo kufunda kwabo. Kodwa ke kukhanya imali eningi kayisasebenzi kayisayigcwalisi leyo njongo-ke siqanjulwa isetshenziswa ngezinye indlela ezingaqondanga ndicho ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro vedwe nasi muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa The Connection nyaya iye kusafambiswa zvakanaka ikusashandiswa zvakanaka kwemari yehomwe yeZimDev iyo inofanira kunge ichibatsira vadzidzi vari muzvikoro zvepamusoro soro. Asi zvatiri kuona sekutaura kweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ndezvekuti mari yakawanda zvikuru kubva kufandi iyi yakushandiswa nevamwe vakuru vemuzanu PF vanenge vaJonathan Moyo vanova minister weHigher Education avo vari kubvuma kuti hongo ndakatora mari kuZimDev asi handizini ndega uyezve mari ndakaishandisa nemazvo ndakatenga mabhasikoro nemamotobikes kudevelopa kana kuti kusimudzira Cholocho North ayo mashoko ava Jonathan Moyo Miss Chi ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nyaya tiri kutaura nezvayo nhasi vadzidzi vakawanda vari kupopota vari kuti haiwa aya haziwo mafambisiro anofanira kunge achiitwa mari iyi uyezve vanoda kuona hurumende ichitora matanho.
And tiri kunzwa kuti kune vanhu vakawanda especially business vari kucomplaina that they did not know about it and yet they are the ones contributing to the fund in a report recently by the report recently, you find out the Zimbabwe Manpower Development Fund came to ZimDev, was approached by National Manpower Advisory Council, and they were asking about why they were not told about this initiative, STEM initiative, that they only found out about it
They found out from these allegations, listeners will remember that STEM, as you have said, is also funded under ZimDev to the tune of $4 million. I saw a statement from ZimDev itself, taking issue with the use or abuse of his fund by the minister and all other involved individuals. Tokunzwa kuti Ms. Chi, we have our first guest, and that's none other than Tonderai Chidawa Zikosu. President Zikosu is the largest student body in Zimbabwe. Mkoma Tonderai makadi enyu.
Makadi mambo.
Aiwa tinofara kana muchifarawo.
Aiwa isiri nani.
Aha, let's get straight into this topical and very contentious issue. Mr. Chidawa, as Zikosu, what's your take on all these revelations about the misuse of funds that are meant to be benefiting you guys as students?
Thank you very much, Mambo. Position yedu sema students, Zikosu is very clear. One, the National President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, who is our chancellor and our patron, should fire Jonathan Moyo for abuse of funds. Professor Edu Moyo, Vakapa, 20 academic sanctions on students. We would never know about Baku, Kwanyaka Digitira, Kukoko, Vakadota, Zabuzokira, College, Nene abuse of the funds. Mukatarisa kuti ma students ari kuma polytechnic colleges ndivo vari kunyanya benefita ne ZimDev funds. Tikaenda paHarare Poly nepa Belvedere College tinoona kuti mari yavaipiwa vari pa attachment havachapiwe, ndivo mari yakushandiswa kufunda ma activities ekutengera madzimambo mabhasikoro. Hazvina kuipa kutengera madzimambo mabhasikoro. Asi, kwete nemari inofanira kunge ichibenefita vana vari kumakolleges kwedu.
Aha, asi tiri kunzwa mukoma tonderai kuti vamugave pachavo vamuri kuti vanofanirwa kusunga vamoyo. Kuri kunzi vamugave pachavo navamupoko ndivo vakaita kuti vamoyo vasasungwe.
Semahwiro edu atakaita, president havana kuramba kuti vamoyo vasungwe. Vakati vakapa masimba kuparlament, kuparlament inoyedzwa navamuenda kuti vaite mainvestigations avo, and then kana chiri chokwadi, the course of the law will take its course. Asi vamupoko navamoyo sevanhu vanobva kuprovhinsi imwe vane maagenda avo, ivo vaive varivo acting president. Ndo vakamiramira kuti Zeki isasunge nemapurisa isasunge vaJonathan Moyo for reasons best known to them, kwete kuti president ndo akapa instruction iyoyo. Our president is very clear on corruption and is very clear.
Mukoma tonderai, ngati tarisei amwe macases ecorruption, you know, atinozova takamboitika munyika. Mungati vamugave pachavo vakazvipira here pakurwisana neuori? Because vangani vati kuona zvikuru sei makurukota vamugave vanoswera vachichema vachiti makurukota avo hana kuvimbika, asi mangani ari kusungwa, mangani akambosungwa?
Tikatarisa kuti minista kurineri vakavharigwa for 2 years, varimo variko kuchikurubhiko nenyaya yecorruption. Our president is very clear on issues to do with corruption, and I think and we believe as students kuti this time he shall set a president, yekuti ukaba unoenda kwawakakodzera kunova kuchikurubhi.
Aha, avo ndi mukoma tonderai Chidawa, president ve Zimbabwe Congress of Students Union, ndi president mutungamiri wesangano iroro. Ms. Chi, une mvunzo?
Actually, ndoda kubvunza Mr. Tonderai. Mr. Tonderai, there's actually a report that says that Zimbabwe is losing at least $1 billion annually to corruption by Transparency International. And I wanted to know, Kuti, where is this money going to, if you are saying it's not going towards the education of the people?
Hello, come again.
Ndati, kune mari iriku investwa in education, and their claims, Kuti, hapana mari yatiri kuona. So where is the money going to, sir?
Mari iyoyo iri kwabviswa nema relevant ministers vakaita sana Jonathan Moyo, Stephen Akasukwere nevamwe vakadaro vatinozotipa nehuri. Vanenge vachiishandisa to fund their nefarious activities zvinokodzera ivo nehama dzavo dziri pedo.
Going back to Professor Jonathan Moyo, mukoma tonderai, vakabvunzwa ne mumwe murume pa Twitter apa akabvunza kuti go Zimdef yakazotanga rini kupa vanhu chema, uye who approves chema yacho? Vamoyo vakapindura vachiti, it's been doing that since its beginning. Even Opa Mchinguri got Zimdef chema when she lost a close relative when she was Zimdef trustee. What's your take on that? It goes beyond Mr. Moyo, right?
Ngavasanyepe inisa president dzikosu takashandana na Mchinguri tikaenda kunhamo yavo vakaramba mafande Zimdef vakada kupiwa motokari ne Zimdef vakaramba vakada kupiwa fio nezimdefu vakaramba. Minister Moyo neudyire hwavo nekuda kupfuma nekuchimbidza vasina kushanda vakatora mari iyoyo after a state-sponsored funeral yakapiwa mwana wavo. Saka mai Mchinguri panyaya yezimdefu ngativa chenese itiva siye. Vamoyo ngawasade kutswaga vamwe vanhu vachida kuvasvibisa mazitavo vari ivo vakaba. Yet he's the signatory, the final signatory was in the final say. Saka wakada kupinza na mae mchinguri tumeti kwete sema students. Gawa mire ne mtoro yao wa moyo kute kudapusha kwa mwana ratapura mtoro yao.
Aha, please do stay on the line. Mkoma Chidawa, Mkoma Chidawa ndivo president the Sangano Rezikosu. And we must make it categorically clear here, Ms. Chi, that these allegations against Professor Moyo, Mr. Gandawa, and everyone else who is involved only when Mr. Moyo stands trial and is found guilty, that we will say for sure that Mr. Moyo abused funds. But for now, legally, these remain allegations. Sitate umlaleli wetu akuqala Owen Moyo ebinga elusulu. Moyo kunjani ba?
Hayi, siyaphila kunjani kona ngapha?
Hayi, siyaphila kunjani ebinga?
Hayi, ebinga ilanga liyachisa kakhulu.
Alithembisi nizulu.
Hayi, izulu lake labuya nje ekupheleni kwenyanga nale ephelileyo, kodwa hayi kathe siyachisa.
Hayi, silethemba lizabuya ngesikhathi kulinywe mnumzana Moyo. Ungathini ngodaba olusenkundleni namhla?
Mina udaba lolu ngiyaluzwa sibili, kodwa ngithithika ngokuthi selimali zami khona ma bezithatha bezise ezigabeni zabo, kabazilethe nakithi ngoba lathi sekuduzekeni la.
Ungumuntu onganani Moyo? Ngibuzela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngumuntu oke wafika kuzinga lesikolo lapho dinge khona uncido kuzimdefu waluswele.
Hayi, hayi, sesemncane angafiki, kodwa mbona ukuhlupheka okukhona ngapha.
Okay, bakhona yini abalutholayo uncido lwezimdefu abakuzinga lemfundo yaphezulu osuke wababona?
Angababoni.
Hayi, siyabonga Moyo ngokungena kuhlelo. Alubana belalele bona obaba umgabe labo Moyo, ungathini, ungathanda ukuthini kibo?
Ngithi lathi kabasikhumbule ngapha ebhinga mabethatha izimali lezo lathi besiniki.
Hayi, siyabonga Moyo ngokungena kuhlelo. That was our first listener, Owen Moyo, calling us from Binga. And of course, he is among the many millions of Zimbabweans who are condemning these allegations and want to see action being taken.
I mean, they would be very much concerned, especially when they know that what is being promised is not exactly what is happening to them, don't you think?
Indeed, without question.
And so right now we are getting ready to have another speaker on the line. And this speaker is all the way from Glenview. Thank you for being with us, Fungai Nyapokoto. Hello, Fungai. Aiwa, takasimba kwei mimi makasimba ere.
Tirimo muzimbabwe muri kuda kungotyisa nenhamo dzedu dzatiina dzei.
Tirikuzvinzwa kuti hakusi kuita, mugona kutsatitsanangura here kuti chii chamafonera nhasi.
Ya, ndiri kufonera ndipanyaya yezvindizvi ndiri kuda kunetsa kudai zvinhu. Kuti zvedu vanhu, kune vanhu vanenge vaine chido chekuti nyika ifambe zvakanaka, kuti vamwe vanenge vasingadi, ndiro rinove dambudziko ratinosangana naro rakakura. Ndinogona kuwenga munhu kuti uyu handimudi munhu, bat achiita zvakanaka kunakira nyika, bat izvozvo isusu hatizvioni semazimbabwenzi. Ndiro dambudziko rimwe ratanyanya kuita iro. Ini ndakatarisa zvangu nyaya yeprofesa Jonathan Moyo, vane mari
Ndimbobvunza mvunzo wani mukoma afungai vasati vaenda misichi uyezve tisati tatora mwe mutereri wedu. Mukoma afungai muri kuti muri kudzidza kuUZ pa UZ?
Munini wangu ndiye anodzidza kuUZ, ari kuita medicine ipa.
Okay. Mungati mungati pane zvimwe zvirongwa here zvaari kutadza kuita nenyaya yekuti haagoni kuwana rubatsiro kubva kuZimDef?
Zvinhu zvakawanda zvaanokwanisa kuita, zvinhu zvakawanda zvaanoshaya zvakuti dai aikwanisa kuwanawo rubatsiro kubva kuZimDef, zvinhu zvese zvaita rese zvaifamba. But nenyaya yekuti isusu mari inenge ichitinetsa kunounya kunoku, kuwanikwa mari dzinofanana neizvozvo kutiwo dzinenge dziri muzvirongwa izvozvo, vanhu votadza kupuhwa mari. Saka matambudziko anonga katitarisanawo nesu iwayo.
Haiwa, tinotenda mukoma fungai nyapokoto, tinovimba vakaterera vana mwoyo vacho navana purezidenti vamugava. Okay, mukoma tondirai tisati tadzoka kwamuri, timbotora mutereri Miss Chisi lo mlaleli lapa onevu ogwele Zambia. Mnumzana Nevu, siya kwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyaphila, unjani baba? Ngumlevu.
Aha, indlovu.
Indlovu enkulu baba, eTswapo eTswana.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mlevu, zungenile kuhlelo baba.
Ya, ngicela ukubuza kancane, mina ngifuna ukuphuma kancane kutopic yenu. Ngicela ukubuza umuntu olecala obulala abantu, lo lecala othontsha imali, olecala mbani sesi?
Obulala abantu lo tshontsha imali. Balecala bonke.
Ungakhangelisisa kahle. UJonathan bafuna ukumtonga politics. Kulabantu ababulala abantu ngo-1980 eMathebeleleni. Abazange bathonisiswa. UJonathan utshontshe imali edevelopa iMathebeleleni. So kuthiwa ulecala. Mina ngithi uJonathan uyenze into enhle eMathebeleleni ngoba manje kule ntuthuko esiyibonayo eMathebeleleni ngenxa ngendlela uJonathan esale eqala ukungena embusweni. Ngisapota kakhulu into kaJonathan 100%.
Aha, ayi siyakuzwa Mlevu, kodwa ngiphendule njalo umbuzo wakho. Isela lombulali ubaya bebephambanisile isigebenga bonke bobabili, umbulali lesela, ukutshontsha lokubulala kulicala konke.
Kodwa ma utshontsha mnumzana, utshontsha usiza abantu, icala lakhona kumele likhangelwe ngenye indlela.
Kodwa yabo utshontshile okusalayo.
Lobu tjontshile akuthonisiswe bonke, akuqale ukuthonisiswa abantu begugurawundi bese kubuya amasela. Siyavuma, hayi ukuthi kuqale ngoJonathan oyenza icala izolo sevuke ngeniswe enkundleni. Sirong,
hayi siyabonga Mlevu. Khona ngapha eZambia.
Ya, mina ngiseZambia lapha ngomshayeli wamagonyeti. Iningi bangazi nje ngibizwa uMlevu. Ngidabuka etholothi uJonathan imsupporta kakhulu ngakithi, uyenza into enhle.
Indlovu enkulu, siyabonga baba.
Lami ngiyabonga Ndlozi.
Aha, abo Mtereri Mistindi wa Mlevu bari kuti bata bari ku Zambia hanzi pakati pemunhu anouraya kana kuti mondi ne munhu anoba apara mhosva ndiani papo? Saka ndavapindura ini ndikati vapara mhosva vese. Saka ivo vari kuti vanotsigira vamwoyo nekuti vanobva kucholocho kunova kunzvimbo kwavamwoyo kwavanobvavo. Vari kuti haiwa kana maprosecutors achida kusunga vamwoyo ngatange asunga vanhu vakapara mhosva dzegugura hundi vozouya kuna vamwoyo. Ameno rukui wona wose inya yacho.
Yeah, it's a very good story, but I have to say, Tunga, that Zimbabwe is losing $1 billion to corruption every year.
Indeed, and that's a lot of money that could be put to better use instead of going into the pockets of a few individuals.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a report coming straight from Transparency International where the executive director, Mary Jane Dube, who is going to be showing up just now, and she's telling us that there is an extensive corruption in the system. And let's hear what she has to say.
The idea behind it is to quantify and to qualitatively analyze the causes of corruption in our society as Zimbabwe, and hopefully also offer recommendations of how to tackle corruption as it affects different members of the society and different sectors of society. So this particular one was looking at the political economy of corruption and its impact on society.
And that was her talking about the impact of what corruption has done in Zimbabwe. So let's listen to what Daniel Shumba, ZANU-PF representative, has to say in terms of what he is saying in support of what has been happening in the system right now.
Corruption is not necessarily perpetuated by government or civil servants, but it is across the board. Private sector is involved in corruption. Opposition are also involved in corruption. In fact, there was a surge in corruption during the unity government. And so it is wrong to try and apportion that to a specific political.
And that was Daniel Shumba What do you say about that? He's saying that corruption is everywhere. So does it make it right, Ntunga?
No, it doesn't. And I think there's empirical evidence, even from the Transparency International, that most corruption happens within the government.
And according to the report, most of this is because of what is happening on the roads due to what the police have been doing, and also those who are government officials who are the worst offenders. So you go into the road, mazwano, kana uchifamba zvakanaka, kuda kuenda kumusha, unomiswa nemapurisa onzi tipewo mari. I mean, that is not working.
The police and Zimra officials are the most corrupt. And I'm not saying that it's coming from the Transparency International Zimbabwe. And that's not news, really, because it's something people have been saying for a very, very long time. Tizokere kwa muri mkoma tonderai. Pane vamwe vari kuti zviri kuitika gaizvi ndezvenyu muzanu PF kurwisana pakati pe G40 ne Team Lacoste, muri kuzvionawo sei?
Yeah, if we don't have factions and we don't urge people to say kuti kurwisana kwezanu PF kuba aba dola naba sindi aba is a national issue. As soon as it's my students, it's ZANU-PF. It's affecting both students from MDC, from People First. My students are Temba Maliswa. It's affecting that TSA. They would still benefit at that fund. But I will remain there who better my students. That's your MDC. Your ZANU. And that has got nothing to do with factionalism or G40 or Lacoste. Idiot.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line now, Mkoma Tonde Rai. And we must say that I think we are having problems with our phones because we had lined up many guests, indeed, including guys from Zinasu. If you guys are listening, please do call in. We had also lined up Promise Mkwananzi, a former Zinasu guy, and, you know, he really knows a lot when it comes to the ins and outs of the education sector of students.
Mm-hmm. And so this issue is really bothering a lot of students, and the initiative started very well that all the students are paying, don't have to pay school fees for A-level. But afterwards, you find out that it's now going, it's not as prospering as they meant to.
Indeed. And maybe going back to Mkoma Tonderai, are you guys still getting any funding from ZIMDEF as the cause? And we are told that is because of factionalism, because you guys, it is alleged that you are aligned to Team Lacoste.
That's actualized, my brother. We are not aligned to any faction. We are aligned to our Chancellor, His Excellency President Robert Mugabe. In actual fact, sometime last year, the Minister is Minister of Education. Vakandidana executive yangu maniru, nanaini kienda kovis kwa abu. Vakatiti imi, sema students, atiakufande, iti kati why? Vakandu, you belong to the wrong basket. Kati basket za president, ndiora arashika ere. Vakandu, morire kwa mnangakwa, kitanyora zambia genda kula president. Tijikumbela kutuwaite rain on his minister, vaida kutu jones of faction yawe G40. We don't belong to Team Lacoste. We don't owe our loyalty to Team Lacoste. We owe our loyalty to President Mugabe. And him only. And him only.
Mm-hmm. Saka munomboedza awo here kugara pasi navo vamoyo kuvaratidza kutaya vamoyo kukata funding kwa makaita kwatikanganisa nedzira ine I.
Haba kwenda kubiswa moyo, atinde kwezikoso. nekuti pataka indako takabatwa senhapwa tikabviswa butsu tikaenda tare boat search tatorwa mapeni nemafoni tikanzwe muoffice takatoenda kuoffice yemunhu yakadaro kunodii kanichi tikaenda kune mamwe maoffice yemaminista tonotambirwa toenda kuoffice yamoyo kuti vanotilektera nezvefactionalism here kuti vanotilektera kuti vakasukira vanoita president wezimbabwe here tichina baba vamugabe vari kutonga vachibetserwa nemachinda avo vamupoko navamunangagwa
ko makabvisiswa bhutsi kwaiva kun'anga here
hatihwisise baba pamwe ndo kuromba kwachona nokuti vanhu vakapinda masurenzi vakapinda muofisi vobvisa shanguti mushonga ishande
That's interesting there, Ms. Chi. Tondera is saying that when Professor Moyo came into office, he called them to a meeting and they were ordered to remove their shoes. And that reminds me of the picture that will forever haunt, you know, ministers in the government in ZANU-PF who at some point approached Anzi Ngangai Desire. And, you know, people like Mtasa were seen sitting down with their boots taken off. Ndopfunga wanga wataura kuti pano apa ing'angas. Kana uchipinda mumba yen'anga unofanira kubvisa boots. And that picture remains etched deeply in the memory of many people to date. Saka mukoma Chidawa vamugave pachavo muchagara pasi navo here kuvakurudzira kuti aiwa baba torai matano nyaya iyi yatikanganisa tiri kutsutsumwa zvikuru
isu semastudents takangonyora tsamba kune mukuru kuti ndozvatofunga tikumbira zvakwavarisa president since varivo vanhu vapoinda spread our part and we live back to the president and this presidium to make a decision.
Please do stay on the line. I'm Koma Tonderai. Ms. Chi, dine mtereri parunari.
Mr. Makoni, how are you from Pretoria?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. Please give us your contribution for the evening.
Okay. I think ndakambotaura futi pane the same program ye studio iyi kuti vanhu vese vari pamusoro kuzanu PF they learned from their leader. Why am I saying this? At an early stage mugabe akanzwa kuti paitika corruption yakadai so it's in his power kuti akurudzire mapurisa kuti aite basa ravo nemazvo. For example, here in South Africa, kune ma leaders, we have got Julius Malema, we have got the likes of one Jacob Zuma. One nyaya dziri kuma court nenyaya corruption, but they are the leaders. Izvozvo sei zvisingaitike kuZimbabwe. Pakanzi paitika nyaya yakaita inoinvolva chete ZANU-PF official, haitorwe serious. Why? Haiende kukoti, hapana anosungwa, but if it was an opposition leader, or an individual akazvimirira ega apara mhosva yekuti aita corruption kana kuti aba kana aita sei, that person will rot in jail. Why is it ZANU-PF officials nyaya yacho and the other thing inogo investigatewa sei ne ZANU-PF? Ndo mapurisa ndikupindura patauro namugoma tondaekanzoni wamugaba akataurotumira his officials kuno investigate chii chinoinvestigatewa neimwe mbavha exactly chinoinvestigatewa neimwe mbavha.
Asi anti-corruption commission yacho mukoma nhengo dzacho tiri kutarisa kuti pane nhengo dzezanu-PF. I'm not sure kuti pane nhengo dzeMDC kana kuti dzemamwe mapato, but I mean, can you expect any impartiality, any integrity from such an important arm of government when it's populated with political figures?
Yeah, ipapo manje panonetsa mukoma wangu. Nyaya yacho inonetsa kunzwisisa yese, as long as kana pasina justice ka hapana chinokwanisa kubudirira munyika. Justice chaiye yeZimbabwe chairi so poor. And I don't know how exactly we can solve the problem. I don't know how best we can do it. Kuti justice yedu isu isatungamirirwe neany party. Iwe justice yakazvimirira yega. Kana kuruzi ndi majudges, awe majudges anotonga mhosva noti kutonga munhu. Kana uri mutemo iri police ngaibate munhu ane mhosva, kwete kutsvaka kuti anobva kune party ipi. Yotongwa ne according to mhosva yaparwa ipapo. It's so sad kuti mabhasikoro iko zvine zvikurunza, hakuna mvura kune nzvimbo dzakawanda muZimbabwe. Whereby they can do something about it. Vanogona kutsvaka zvimwe matrucks zvese zvinotakura mvura zvosupply vanhu vari kufa nenyota. Vanogona kuchera matendesi kumaruva, kusina matendesi nemari idzodzo. Bhasikoro, can you imagine a bicycle of all the things that we are suffering from as Zimbabweans? Munhu odecida kutenga bhasikoro, vana havasi kuenda kuchikoro. Hakuna mabooks kuzvikoro izvozvi. We buy books for our kids. Imari dzinofanira kunge dzichishanda kuvana vedu idzodzo. But then munhu odecida kutenga bhasikoro, ndopaunoti okay fine, if it was a fair thing, why only Cholocho? Mari indi inofanira kushanda kucholocho chete here, mari yakatorwa ikaunti inofanira kushanda in Zimbabwe as a whole. Why mari iyo isina kuti bhasikoro one kucholocho, one kugwanda, one kupi kupi? Why is not that? Why only Cholocho? Ndopaunoti dzonika they buy the vote.
Hanzi murume anoshandira kumba kwake vamakoni vamoende vekucholocho.
Which is not fake. Haushandire kumba kwako nehomwe nyika. Haushandire iye akadi kubudisa mari yacho mumwe make kana akada kuti iwano vamukurudzire. Why didn't he pump out from his own pocket? Why kutora imwe mari kune rimwe department yoendeswa only kucholocho? Only Cholocho yanyanyokosha zvakadiko Cholocho yacho iyi.
Aiwa.
And then pana baba waya vataura waya waya vati vari kuZambia waya waya. Ndiri kuvabatsira baba yavo kuti ngavanyatsotarisire nyaya yavo chaizvo chaizvo. Kana kuri ribhasikoro rakapiwa sekuru wavo kana kuti hani wavo baba wavo ka. That doesn't benefit mwana ari kuda chikoro, ada mari yekuenda kuchikoro ari paunivhesiti.
I understand, but ndeve kucholocho ikoko.
Bhasikoro rero ratombota kuti kana mabhuku emwana ari harina charinoita kueducation bhasikoro man.
Aiwa, mataura mukoma makoni. Tinotenda, tinovimba vamoyo vachapindura mibvunzo yese iyoyo kana vakapuwa mukana wekupinda mumatare.
Okay, thanks.
Aiwa, tinotenda. That was mukoma makoni from Pretoria eMzansi eSouth Africa. Silo munye umlaleli lapha ubaba uNdebele, ibizwa ngazi nguara. Baba Ndebele, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Yebo mntana.
Ye, ibizo ngubani Ndebele nguara?
Hayi, ngizongalindina wami asikhulume ngendaba.
Okay. Hayi ukuthi belilotshiwe lapha baba manje ngithanda ukubiza abantu ngamabizo ayiwo. Nxa ungafuni laziwe kulungile. Ngena kusiqoqoqela sendaba baba kuhlelo ungene kutala.
Ngiyabonga baba. Ngilambe okuqala sikhuluma ngoJonathan ngemali yekolotho lokuba uyisebenzise. Ngiyakuzwisisa mokuthi isala lisala okuthola yikuthela otshontshe ithwala notshontshe imali konke ngamathwela. Kodwa-ke engizama ukutho kuphela lapha yikuthi ma sengikhangela indaba kaJonathan yona ngokwayo le ndlela okwenzakale ngayo, hayi mina kwela nitele njengoNdebele ayibukeki. Kodwa ngokubona kwami kungekhalo lapha sokule politiki kakhulu, ngoba ma ngikhangela imali engange-400,000 ethethwe nguJonathan. Bese ngikhangela i-16 billion okuthiwa kayibonakali elizweni. Bese ngikhangela kulo ndoda owayethungamela indaba zamafutha ngabo-2000. Undoda lowo wathatha imali yamafutha ilizwe lonke lahle labroker le-almoto zaqala kulifoka emagarajini ngomuntu oyedwa mbo kwathiwa ngunyamazana nomuntu ohambana nisakwazi wakhona ngale Harare. ngakhumbula kule mali ye-development water project eyayisikhona sihlalelwe phansi ukuthi amanzi afike ezambezi siza kobulawayo ngenxa yokuthi kusemathebeleleni imali yana kayibonakalanga ukuthi yaya ngapha ukukhulumi.
Hallo, usakhona kuhlelo Ndebele? Hello? I'm sure Mr. Ndebele's phone has cut off, but he was saying that, of course, he doesn't condone what Jonathan Moyo did, but he's saying, speaking from, you know, as someone from Matabeleland, you know, there has to be some kind of fairness in this. I was talking about the 15 billion that by Mr. Mugabe's own admission just disappeared from government coffers. What we don't know, though, is among, you know, the people who stole or made that 15 billion disappear, is there no people from Matabeleland? I think that's the bigger question. And it's a question whose answer we'll never know unless and until people are dragged to court by the government to account for those funds.
What's surprising me is no one seems to be able to get access to the minister. He's just sending Twitters, and people are just wondering when we are going to have a live talk from him regarding addressing these issues.
Well, we keep trying to talk to him, but I mean, we've been here for a long time, and he just doesn't talk to us most of the times. But we will keep knocking on his doors. And if he's listening right now, Professor Moyo, we kindly extend our invitation to you to come on Studio 7 and answer these questions that many people want, you know, answered. And going back to the ZIMDEF vision, interestingly, I will read this. They are saying, our vision is to be the hub of resource mobilization for human capital development for sustaining the Zimbabwean economy. Their mission statement is to contribute towards national human capital development through resource mobilization, management, and disbursement for the benefit of clients. And interestingly, and you have to pay attention to this, their core values: professionalism, integrity, transparency, accountability, teamwork, innovativeness. I'm not sure which of those values ZIMDEF really values more. Sithathe umlaleli tisatadzoka kwamuri mkomatondirai. Sithathe umlaleli lapha uNkiwane enkayi. Kunjani baba Nkiwane? Mnumzana Nkiwane?
Yebo, Nkomo, linjani baba?
Siyaphila, unjani enkayi baba?
Hayi, kulo moya nyana bekutshisa emini.
Alithembisi izulu?
Hayi, alithembisi ngisho.
Hayi, liza kuna baba. Liyeza lingalahli themba.
Kufanele singalilahli sibili.
Kakhulu, sungenile kuhlelo Nkiwane.
Ngiyabonga ndoda yakwaNkomo. Ngifuna ukuqalisa ngokuthi lokho kwenzakalayo kubi, kodwa ngilusiza ukuthi nxa selisenza i-analysis yenu lithatha izinto zibe isolated. Uyangizwa? Ungakhumbula kulo Khumbira iKhangayi wake kwaba le allegation yokuthi utshontshe imali yomumbu, uyakukhumbula?
Ngiyakwazi ba.
Uthi Kore kwaba yinto efana nayo. then u kachezu president uthe kule 15 billion eyaqachayo.
Mhm.
Angithi uthi ngamsupport Jonathan Moyo. Kodwa ngibone ngani kula kulabanye abangama sacred cows abangathintwayo. Angikwazi ukuthi indaba kaJonathan indaba isiba lauded to the skies. Ulalele kuhle mngani wami.
Hayi silalele ngiyona.
Angisho ukuthi wenze into enhle. Kodwa nxa sifuna ukuthola i-corruption yamuzi jahalo kume ngowalo okhulumayo okhanya esola uJonathan. Use isolated songani ngiyedwa asikhulumeni ini ngobubi beZimbabwe. Ukwenzela ukuthi ekuqineni kwakho konke abenza okubi bazi ukuthi bazachayisa. Kodwa ngathi sokuchaywa uJonathan Moyo ngithi mubi ngiyathisa ukuthi ngabe uyangiza uJonathan wenze kubani.
Mhm.
Labangani bakhe benza kuphi kaba kugcina.
Mhm. Iko ngichilo laphana Nkiwane ngathi uMgabe sesike samuzwa kaningi nengi ephuma Nkiwane sithi abapha intambo bakahulumende wake balobuhuquluzi kabethembekanga bakorrupt benza imisebenzi yecorruption bayantshontsha. Kodwa ekubotshweni kwabo ke lapha asikaboni hamba ngalolo nyawo olokuthi umuntu mayewonile mayetshontshile ajeziswe njengokutsho komthetho.
Uyabona into le ayenzayo upresident wethu sesingatsho ukuthi yibuzenzisi kutho ukuthi yikukhuluma komuntu owenzela ukuthi abantu bacabanga ukuthi yena akala-corruption. Kodwa esazi kuhle ukuthi nxa kungathiwa sekubotshwa abantu laba bazamuka angene kumbule kinye labo. Ngoba ukukhuluma ndizakithi ungakhuluma kini akulahluphi uyabone ngutsho. Kodwa ungavele ufuqele ngizakhuluma lami sokuzima sengikwazi ukuthi kathi sengisifa ngizathili kangitsho ukuthi kodwa lawe jahala unkomo uyakhumbula ngaleliyani langa. Yikho kanye upresident wethu ngiyesaba ukuthi ngithi khona angeke ngitsho ngama-allegations kanje. Kodwa singimcabangela kakhulu ukuthi iminwe yakhe kayihlambulukanga ezintweni ze-corruption. Ngoba ngabe uhlambulukile ngomunye umuntu o-very strict ukuthi ngabe sowakwayeza abantu babotshwa.
Mhm hayi uyizwakala Nkiwane siyabonga ukungena kuhle.
Ngiyabonga lami kakhulu ukuthi umvumele. Ngiyabonga mngani wami, bye.
Okay, bye bye. That was Nkiwane bari kufona bari kunkai bari kutiwo abazi kuvumirana nemaitiro avamoyo asi vari kupokana nenyaya yekuti vari kuti panenge pane selective application of the law. Pane amwe makurukota akawanda wanda vataura kuti vakamboitawo mabasa ehuori asi vari kuti sei nyaya yavamoyo yakutaurwa nezvayo zvikurusa kunge ndivo vatanga nyaya dzekuita huori munyika. I mean, the sentiment is very clear. This is a very divisive issue. It's a very partisan issue. Here on Studio 7, as you had callers calling in, and you know, you go on social media, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Many people from Matabeleland are saying, and you know, I shouldn't be really the one saying this, but I'm a journalist. I'm expressing sentiments that I'm seeing on online and off, even when you talk to people. People are like, Jonathan Moyo is not the first person to be, you know, to be involved in allegations of corruption. As you heard previous speakers say, other, you know, people from other districts of the country or provinces have done the same. Why Jonathan Moyo? Why him now? Why are we trying to arrest Jonathan Moyo and leaving out other ministers who have been cited in, you know, acts of corruption like Kasukuwere and, you know, people like Chombo have been, you know, brought in, they've been accused of corruption and really people are talking. And I'll throw that question to Mr. Chidava, that's Tonderai. Like you heard me say, Chidava, you know, this is a very divisive issue. People from Matabeleland seem to say, yes, we don't condone what Jonathan Moyo did. But why is it that, you know, his case has become, you know, the real issue, has become the focal point for the whole country when other people, government ministers, have been accused of corruption before and nothing has happened to them?
Come again.
I'm saying, Mkoma Tonderai, vanhu vakawanda vari kuti zvikuru sei kumatebeleleni vari kuti isei nyika yese yakuti va Jonathan Moyo, Jonathan Moyo kunge ndivo vatanga kuita mabasa ehuori. Asi vari kuti vamwe vokumashonaland uko maministers akawanda who have been accused of corrupt practices, but nothing has happened to them. Muri kupindura muchiti chivo ipapo.
Professor Redu claims to be a Robin Hood. Does that mean that the government is rich or vice versa? Professor Jonathan Moyo, iri kusumudzwa nema students. Vanova iyo the beneficiaries of Zimdev. Ngatisadei kusvaka kuti ningi akati, ningi akati. Vakabvuma vega patwita pavo kuti ndakaba.
Okay, please do stay on the line. Mkoma Tonderai, we draw closer to the top of the hour, and that means the end of our show. Before we do that, silo mlaleli lapa ovela echolocho ubaba uspanda mdawini kunjani ba?
Hai, kona baba njani?
Hai, siya pila. So ungenile kuhlelo uizwilinda.
Yeah, ngiyayizindaba ngiyabonga kakhulu okungena kuhlelo baba.
Qhubeka ba.
So mina ngikhangela indaba le ekamoyo okuthi utshontshile. Nxa etshontshile utshontshile lisela, yebo siyavuma. Okuthi khona kuthiwa wathengela osebhuku nezinduna amabhaskini lemibhududu. Njalo bamlwela nokuthi ebuthwe lomuntu. Kuyindlela yokuthi isivumelwano esikhona from kuphathi njengokuba bengafuna ukuthi ebanjwe alusho umuntu nje azana nje ongasemti yalutho abesakhuluma manje abantu bamasuda loba sebefikile bamthatha lo muntu.
Hayi, siyabonga mdawini ngokusiphathisa kuhlelo ba. Iyaqhubeka uqedise ba.
Ye, ufuna ukuthi-ke umntanami ungazibona ethatha ulutho ekhaya, ingamvumeli ukuthi ebathe. Kusho ukuthi uyabezele ethiwe yini. Sikhangela kade indlela le ngesibalo ukuthi abutho upresident kunye novice. Kusho ukuthi yindlela yokuthi bona bathole abantu ukuthi bewine nxa kuyakuya kuma-election. Ngoba lo muntu nxa esenza lokhu usanabantu abalandeli abaningi ejolotho, kodwa-ke into yakhe ehlungu ngayo futhi uyenzele ihafi yejolotho kayenzelanga ijolotho ezihholo. Uyenzele ijolotho north kuphela, isawuthi ayibalwa, alufo uyabalwa
ijolotho mdawini. Mdawini silusizi, sitshe khonapho mtomdala, isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye. Miss Chi, we have come to the end of our show, and I would like to say many, many thanks to Zikosu President Tonderai Chidawa and all the callers who managed to call in. Let's make another date next Tuesday. I'm Tungamilinkomo.
And I'm Chonison Johnny. Good night, Zimbabwe.